A European Space Agency mission will be launched into space later today from India using technology partly developed by a Cork-based company. Proba 3 will see two satellites sent into orbit to create the first man-made solar eclipse, which will be used to study the sun's inner corona. That's the outermost part of its atmosphere, which is usually hidden by the bright light of its surface. The precision of the satellite's flight is made possible by technology developed in part at the Cork office of US sensor and semiconductor developer onsemi, which bought the Cork-based startup Sensel in 2018. Dr. Stephen Buckley is lead engineer at the Cork campus there, and he joins us now from India. Stephen Buckley, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us more about this mission.
It's basically, as you just described, it's to study the sun's corona. And because the sun is so bright, a million times brighter than the corona, it's very difficult. So you need to have two satellites. One satellite creates a perfect eclipse of the sun so that all you can see is the corona. And then a second satellite, 150 metres behind, lines up so, and then it can then study the corona, because that's all you can see due to the eclipse. So the issue is you've got to be able to keep them in line, and that's where the difficulty came. So because they've got to be accurate to 1 millimeter over 150 to 250 meters away from each other.
And that accuracy is where your company comes in, yes?
That's right, yeah. We use silicon photomultipliers that were designed to detect the light. And they have four sensors, and they detect the light from the eclipse. And then they're continually doing this. And by taking the measurements and through the electronics, the central computer can ascertain, using an algorithm, of whether it's in line or not, and automatically adjust the corona satellite to get in line all the time. If it doesn't happen, then you get the sun appearing, and that completely ruins the results.
And what are you hoping to find out about the sun as part of this mission?
Well, it's because it's so difficult to read, and you have to wait for total eclipses by the moon or something, they don't know a great deal about the corona. There's phenomena such as the fact that it's actually a million times hotter than the sun, and yet it's a million times dimmer than the sun. So they're trying to find out what the effects are, because it interferes with, it's a source of the northern lights for a starter. It interferes with communications with satellites. And as well as that, it somehow affects weather conditions in the Earth. But the scientists, I was the engineer involved, the scientists know a lot more about that than I do.
And how long will this mission take?
2 years. So it goes up today. I was going to say tomorrow. Hopefully it goes up today. And then it's commissioned for 2 months. And then it will start its path in an orbit, taking measurements for 2 years. And after those 2 years, it's over. And it will naturally be turned back, go back into its real entry, into the entry, and then basically disintegrate.
It's taken a long time to get to this stage, and you're in India today for its launch. Are you nervous?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, because my part was the alignment, so that's going to be in months to come. It's not our issue with the rocket. Hopefully the rocket gets the satellites up there, and then we'll see whether it all works.
Well, let's hope it does. Dr. Stephen Buckley, thank you very much for joining us today. Stephen Buckley joining us on that European Space Agency mission from India today.